Culture shock.
The COVID what? Oh, culture shock.
It's Phoenix.
It's Lix.
It's Crystal. Hey.
We back, y'all, for another quarantine episode of the culture shock.
We are quarantining together, sheltering in place.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, you know what, blah, blah.
You know what phrase I'm really getting tired of hearing?
What?
Alone together, or we're all in this together,
we're
or something.
All in this together.
I'm like, yo,
we're all in this together.
I'm like, listen, and I love High School Musical, but this shit is enough. Okay.
Oh my God, I've been trying not to sing it. Don't do that to me. Don't do it to me.
Oh no, I've been. You know what I've been hearing lately?
What? What's
up? Carol Baskin.
Oh my God. Carol Baskin whacked him.
Builder, husband, whacked him.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Fed them to tigers, they snack.
They snack it.
Carol Baskin. That's
Carol Baskin. Yes.
So we got, luckily they're not here in Ohio, but we're seeing different protests break out across
the
country.
Oh my God. Did you see North Carolina?
No. But like, like different protests breaking out around the country about, you know, people really wanting us to reopen the economy. And the sad thing is that on one hand, the only reason that they're out there anyway is because the coronavirus response has been shit. It's been absolute shit, especially for workers. So like, they're like, look, man, you know, y'all didn't put a hold on mortgages. Y'all didn't put a hold on rents.
That's the problem.
We're not making any money, and people are still asking for their debts. And like,
exactly,
y'all need to fucking. So it's like they're like either reopen this shit or like fix
put
it.
Put a moratorium on foreclosures and stuff. Yeah,
all of that. Right. So,
right.
So on that instance, I agree with him. On the other instance, there are a lot of them who really don't know that the economic burden that they're actually under and don't really understand the consequences of what would happen if you reopen.
Exactly.
So what happened in North Carolina? I missed that.
Oh, there was a huge protest. I caught it on I forget which source I was on, but huge protest. And there was a woman who was, you know, I'm a 19 year registered nurse. My husband's a physician, blah blah blah. And she was like, she wants to go back to work. Mm-hmm. So now she's like, I have been quarantining, doing what I'm supposed to do, and we want to go back to work. And she got slammed on top of a cop car and her hands put behind her back. And I'm like, that's a legal protest. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Harassment. And I'm like, damn, like, is that what this country's coming to right now? That's kind of scary.
Like, police are taking aggressive measures.
And she was a white girl.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying. Just throwing that out there.
They're taking aggressive measures because this is a public health emergency.
Yeah. Like, and this woman's a nurse. And I'm like, for real? If you're a nurse, you know, but the flip side of that, I mean, is part of actually what I'm going to talk about in Potty Mouth. The reason for the social distancing was to flatten the curve. You take another drink, right?
Right.
Flatten the curve. And so that our healthcare professionals would be prepared and strategized and ready for the upcoming surge. And they were, and they are. The problem is, just like we, meaning myself and a lot of other people said, once that happens, once they're prepared and it's not as bad as they said, Mm-hmm. Well, it's not as bad as they said because we did what we did. That being said, we can slowly start to go back, and I'm okay with that. Because unless they have a vaccine in place, it's going to be out there. You know, and Fauci said he's expecting a second spike, a resurgence.
Yeah.
And it's going to fucking happen.
I think we can, but there's some stuff that should not be open until there's at least a vaccine. And one of those is schools. Like,
agreed.
I'm not having that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely like, agree.
School should not be open. No matter what, under any circumstances, until there's a vaccine.
Exactly. And that vaccine has been proven, and it's
right. Yeah. So like, you know, that,
let them distance learn.
Yeah, that I'm okay. That I'm okay with. The other thing is social distancing. Like, if we are to reopen some things, that's great.
Wear your mask.
But you keep those like limitations. So it's like, hey, you want to open your restaurant? Okay, but you can only serve 20 guests at a time.
Oh, I can't wait to go out to eat. Oh my God.
And I'm like, that's going to be torture because I'm like, I already know my restaurant, 20 people at a time, we're still going to be packed. Speaking of which, guess what happened yesterday at my job?
What?
So someone's birthday, I'm assuming a kid's birthday, was yesterday.
Can I do the Red Robins?
No. And these, I guess, you know, they said, hey, F it all. we're going to go somewhere outside. We're all going to stay in our cars, but we're going to celebrate, you know, this person's birthday.
Right, right.
They decided they're going to Red Robin's parking lot. And they all social distanced. They were all in their cars.
Okay.
They kept their distance, but it was a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? It was like 30 cars. And, you know,
few of them got out. So happy birthday from all of us to you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, but the problem was none of them were wearing masks or gloves. So within 10 minutes.
The gloves I get. Wear a fucking mask, though.
Yeah. So within 10 minutes, the police came and they were escorted off the property.
Good.
I mean, I felt bad, but I was like, come on, man. Like, you gotta know, like, this is not gonna work. Like, this is not
right.
This is not where we're at.
Don't be stupid.
Not where we're at right now. Yeah.
Don't be stupid. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah. What have you noticed, Chris?
No, I mean, I'm not ready for the whole state to open up my hair. Boom. But what I'm tired of is people telling me that a situation is going to happen before it happens. That means you already know what's going to happen. That means you're in control of it and you know what's going on. So you can't tell me for a simple fact, like, if somebody get the flu, you can say flu season is going to be great. And they'll tell you all the bad stuff, say, hey, this is what people, but you know what? I'm tired of all the foolishness. Okay, you got this situation where people want to go back to work, and you got to look at it. When the government feeds you a line and say, hey, but your job, if your job is operatable and you don't go to work, then that's on you. But at the same time, they tell you social distance and all this and then the third, jobs can stay open. Certain jobs can stay open. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't want to fix the situation. Mm-mm. So what you want to do, you want to send everybody into a whirlwind, a tailspin of what to do. Now, you got places that's talking about, Tyson, they closed a couple factories. Yeah. Oh, the COVID-19. Hey, we're going to close this and that and that. Listen, go back to when we shut down the government and the CDC. I mean, we couldn't really regulate what was going on. You know,
right.
You know how they, you know, analyze everything.
Right.
Take it back to that point. Take it back to the fact that this man was like blatantly disrespecting these people of that nationality, of what he wants them to do. Like, if you don't know how to communicate, then yeah, I take it as a threat, or I take it as you trying to play me like I'm a child. So yeah, at this point, when you got people over there that don't see eye to eye with American civilization for real, then what you think they're gonna do?
Yeah.
Now, when you got people like, what's his dude name? Fauci?
Fauci. Fauci.
When you got people like that and they telling you, hey, in July, this is going to spike. Well, how do you know? We done did everything we were supposed to do for the last 40 days.
Right, but he's looking at the what's going on around the globe, though. Like, you go back to you know, the East, go back to China, you know, maybe not China specifically, but there are places out there that are experiencing spikes, you know, and that's something that I'm not sad that I'm not mad that he's saying it, because I'd rather be prepared for, oh shit, you know what, this could happen again. So I'm going to be careful.
Listen.
So I'm going to keep wearing my damn mask.
I think the question cool you have,
nobody,
I think the question
I'm
you
not
have
cool
to ask yourself.
Telling me.
I think the question you have to ask yourself is, though, remember before COVID-19,
no,
how many motherfuckers you would see walk out of a bathroom without washing their hands?
Oh.
Like,
see, that used to nauseate me. That would just piss me off now.
Right, like, so like, but like,
okay,
if we say we can reopen and everything, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, we got
the bathroom like this.
Right, we got places with 150 people in there. There's at least one asshole. There's at least one asshole who's going to lick his hands and touch everything. Who's going to sneeze and not cover himself. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, all it takes is one asshole. And that's the problem is with this particular, you know, virus is like...
Yeah, you can't do that.
Right, if all it takes
you're
is one
be the
asshole...
Problem.
Right, if you're going to be the problem... You ain't gonna have to worry about the virus because we're gonna stomp you to death. Like,
we're gonna kill you anyway. Right.
Okay. Right. All right. So let me hit you on my own. All right. Minnesota. Mm-hmm. This is why they go out. This the senator. This Minnesota or governor, whatever. He's a doctor.
Okay.
So he got a seven page document to read to navigate him on how to fill out death certificates for COVID-19. So basically anybody who's in a situation right now with passes, he is basically told to fill a death certificate out to be died from COVID-19. What if it ain't though? That's what I'm saying. So this man has been instructed by the health department to educate him on how to write death certificates for COVID-19. Because anybody who dies of any situation that's close to a situation of COVID-19, you have to file it like that. He said, why would I do that? Why would I just fill it out as the truth?
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
That's Minnesota?
So if you would, Minnesota. So he said, we're gonna open up our city. Because we're not going to keep on running around here tiptoeing and y'all not giving us the real.
Right,
I'm
right.
a 30-year physician.
That's the issue.
That's the issue is there's too much goddamn mismanagement on every level.
Like, yeah.
It's mismanagement on the state level, on the local level, on the national level. So, like, you got people who are getting mixed messages. So some people are saying it's okay to open, and other people are like, no, it'll spike. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting all this,
he's not in
this ridiculous shit. Like,
he's not in the sense of it don't exist, it ain't happening, it can't happen, it won't happen. He's in the sense of explain to us in the fine detail of what's going on. Because as a doctor,
can't nobody give him that.
Exactly. Right. He said, as a physician, I should have never. He said, I've been a physician for 30 years. He said, I sit to my corner.
He can lose his license. Yeah, he could lose his license for misrepresenting.
Yeah, for misrepresenting.
Yeah.
So he's like, why would I do that?
That's,
you know what I'm saying? So he said that's his method to want to reopen slowly but surely. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not too happy on some of the situations that got to go. When you look at hair salons, nail techs, they can't do that. They can't social distance.
No, they can't.
Make no money.
My nail tech right here. and she's really cute. You guys have seen her running around? Yeah. That's my nail tech.
I'm just saying, but you can't. Social distance with 20 people in a grocery store.
No.
Because you're going to cross each other. You're going to come across the path of each other. You can't. My thing is, what you want, we did as best as we could, but mm-hmm. the reality is, what you want can't be done unless exactly. you shut everything down and exactly. compensate everyone. Exactly. And how you gonna do that? When you owe the people, when we got this disease from, when you in debt to these people.
Isn't that ironic? The ultimate
irony. That's another thing a lot of people ain't looking at. We in debt to these people. Everything like you bring come from China.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah. So for real, if you want to look at it like that, they've been rolling out some way that we can our immune system for a long ass time through the products we've been getting through them. And if they want to roll out this and say, hey, here you go, why not?
I mean,
I'm in.
I think the issue here
and that's just conspiracy. That's just a conspiracy theory. But I'm just saying, it's so many aspects in which you can look at, and so many things that you can look at and say, hey, that's bullshit. That could be true. You know what I'm saying? So, like you say, it's so much bullshit up in the air, you don't even know what to believe.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, if there's all this misinformation, like, I think the worst situation that, like, the worst problem here that we're facing is that a lot of people feel like this will be over soon, right? Yeah. And if it's over soon, we can just continue with how things are and we'll get through it, we'll be okay. I feel like that's the mentality of a lot of these people. And the problem is like, if this shit extends beyond July, right? Let's assume July is the last gung-ho rally for coronavirus, right? If it extends past July, you can no longer continue this mentality. But here's another thing. Even let's say you end it in June. Let's say we figure it out. Everything reopens in June, and we go out. And come July, we're hit with that second wave. Like, you're fucked. Like, every which way you look at it, you're fucked. So, like, your best bet, shut it down, compensate everyone, and find a fucking vaccine. Like, that's the issue right now, is that what the fuck are we doing? Like,
Does anybody know how long it took to find or to develop a vaccine for polio? That's one thing that I wanted to research.
The thing is, like we had people who could find a vaccine for polio. We had the people.
Yeah.
It was just like laziness. It's just laziness. Right. So it took longer than it needed to. But yeah, it's just laziness.
Right. I'm just curious. Did it take to develop a polio vaccine? I'm just curious.
That type of shit. I'm just getting like, it got people to where they got like, people ain't even afraid of AIDS no more.
No. Okay, here we go.
Due to COVID.
The inactivated polio vaccine was available first, given as a shot in 1955. A more convenient form given as liquid drops, blah, 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 1961. So that was, when did polio initially emerge? So let's find that out. So remember this. Remember 1955, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to say when. No, we're not going to say that, you stupid fat fingers. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Well, I'm just to the point where it's like, it's just craziness. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's to the point where I'm like, okay. I'm starting to get to the point where it's believable, but goddamn it, it's not fucking serious.
This is a scary thought. Okay, guys, ready? All right. So Phoenix, what was the year I told you to remember?
1955.
Okay. So from 1916 onward, a polio epidemic appeared each summer in at least one part of the country, with the most serious coming in the 40s and 50s. In the epidemic of 1949, 2,270 deaths from the disease occurred in the United States, and 42,173 cases were reported, and Canada and the UK were also affected. So that was 50 years almost. Think about that.
Wow.
Or 40, 39 years.
So, but it wasn't taken as a serious threat until the mid-40s, yeah, pretty much.
Think about that.
So it took almost 30 years for it to be taken as a serious threat.
And they could develop
And they developed a vaccine within what? Definitely within 10 years. But it kept recurring every summer.
Every summer.
So I see this
happening.
So what happened
to fall, spring, and winter?
I guess it chilled. Dormant. I don't fucking know.
Well, obviously this doesn't go dormant because this shit started in, what, January, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not saying that the virus will go dormant. Not saying that the virus won't multiply. But
not gonna go dormant.
Mutate, I should say. Mutate, but like, would it like at the end of the day, man? As you, when they break it down, man, and they put it all together, man, it's a cluster. It's man-made.
Here's my thing. There's no doubt in my mind. We'd be in a much better position to deal with coronavirus. I hate to say this, but if we had a more competent president, that I think that's fair to say.
And do you know? Right now, it was a girl on my friends, one of my Facebook friends, did a live like, I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm like, why? Because you got a stimulus?
Please don't tell me that was her reason.
she didn't go in it. She's like, I don't give a fuck what nobody's saying. I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Wow. Okay, well, I don't feel so bad then, because I'm voting for Donald Trump as well. Why? Yeah. Unless, and this will bring us to our next topic, two people have decided that they are running third-party bids. The first is a former Republican, now independent. His name is Justin Amash. He was the only Republican congressman who voted for Donald Trump's impeachment. He's the only one. So he left the Republican Party over that. He is planning on running third party on the Libertarian ticket. Cool. Hey, more power to you, bro. Love it. Way to go. I'm not going to vote for you. But
I think the Libertarian ticket is scary, but anyway.
Yeah. The other person, former Minnesota governor, former commentator, and professional wrestler, Jesse the Body Ventura,
yes,
is thinking of running
on
the green ticket. On the green party ticket.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen.
Oh, my God.
If Jesse runs, Jesse gets my vote. Period.
Holy hell. Like, just oh my God.
They never said nothing bad about him in Minnesota.
Mm.
They never said nothing bad. He didn't get as much bad publicity, I should say, as Schwarzenegger being the governor.
No, I mean, he was a good governor. He was a good governor.
The only thing that people really didn't
keep
like.
His pants zipped up, but whatever.
The only thing people didn't like about Schwarzenegger, and it was crazy, was because of an ex-gang member, Tukey Williams, that he went on ahead and executed him. And it was like, if you go back and look at Tukey's case, it was like he got railroaded. It was a lot of bullshit in that time. Right. And being who he was, how he looked, where he was from, the gang he was representing, they like smashed him. But towards like, I ain't gonna say immediately, probably like 10 years into his life sentence, he was a Nobel Peace Prize runner up, I wanna say, or wow, a winner or whatever. He wrote some children's books. Yeah, wasn't in the game no more. He was actually working on getting people out of the gangs. So it was a lot of structure that he took on responsibility. You know what I'm saying? He knew he was gonna die, but hopefully what he did would reverse and at least just let him die out instead of, executing him. But it didn't go that way. But you know, he actually turned his life around and became a poster boy for changing your life in a good way, not being able to be recognized for it.
Right.
Still getting executed for something that he did that really wasn't for sure if he did it or not. You know what I'm saying? So that was the only thing that a lot of like the I would say the West Coast, like California, the black community was really mad at Schwarzenegger for. Other than that, he didn't have no real bad recognition either. And and Ventura never had no bad publicity at all over there in Minnesota. So yeah, that might be a
I haven't heard anything negative about him.
No, I mean, Jesse was a great governor. Like, he got elected 2 terms. He served. He's
definitely running.
He's contemplating it.
I'm going to have to start watching that because that's exciting to me.
He did say if he would run, he's going to run on the Green Party ticket. And listen.
Yeah, if he runs, listen,
I voted Green last time. I have no problem voting Green again. So
yeah. There'd be a reason to vote Green.
Right.
You vote Green every day.
That's wild. Yeah. I'm still up in the air with the whole. I just really just want to know people's real agenda behind getting the office.
Exactly.
I need to know something. You know what I'm saying?
Like that's the problem. Like, so like
but take you don't know.
take me, right? I'm planning on running for office at some point, right? Now you know me. Y'all both know me. Y'all know what I stand for, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I'm gonna run for office. Now I could say that exact same stuff that I've been saying to y'all the entire time I run, and there's still gonna be some people who are like,
You want to know why?
I don't trust them.
You want to know why? Because I ain't the manager. Because they ain't got me for the manager. I got you.
I will be Phoenix. I will be your PR person.
Oh God.
I will totally be your PR person.
People want you to be in tune.
Right.
In tune with their culture, in tune with which how you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
If their community, their culture, what do you stand for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, dude, I would definitely have you in some weird places chopping it up with some weird folks, really getting to some real shit. You know what I'm saying? So and then you have Crystal. She have you out there getting to some real shit.
She'd have me in DTW, man. I'm gonna have you in DTW too. Fiona's having a coffee in DTW.
But what I'm saying is, that's what you need. That's what you don't need. I don't need a self-made millionaire.
Right.
No.
That from what he was mad because he didn't have shit. And then when he did get enough, he was like, fuck that. And everybody is shitty back there.
Right.
I don't need that guy. I need that. If I'm going to get a self-made millionaire, I'm going to need a self-made millionaire that still stick to what he came from.
Right.
How he want to see it change.
Right.
From that point and how he could change the industrial or the other eyesight of where he come from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want a rich guy that wants to be down to earth, who wants to know what you need, what you want, and I want to get it for you, and I want to make that happen for you.
Right.
I don't want the rich guy that got it because he was silver spooned his whole life, and then he don't really know. He's not really in touch. He's just going off with somebody telling him. I don't want that guy. I want somebody who's willing to and able to get in tune. That's you know what I'm saying? That's it.
That's the guy we got right now.
That is the guy we have right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, silver spoon. Don't listen to the right people.
Yeah, right. Hardhead. Want to be the rebel. You know what I'm saying? Want to be the, you want it. You figure, Trump came up thinking, the bad shit he was doing was thug shit. That wasn't even Trailer Park shit. You don't fucking know.
That wasn't even the shady side of DTW, my DTW's
shit. Right, no, right. You don't know.
That was that highbrow bullshit. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, he on his high horse. Like, this, him winning the presidency gave him absolute high horse status. Like,
That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted, though. Exactly. You know, that's what he wanted.
Exactly. That's exactly what he wanted. I mean, so, we the people gave him what he wanted.
And we did.
Well, I ain't gonna say we, but, you know, a majority of people gave him what he wanted.
Right, they did.
I ain't vote for that motherfucker.
I did, but you know why I did. I voted against Hillary.
And, oh, speaking of Hillary, thank you so much for your transitions today, Krista.
Sure. I can't believe it. So, I'm good at these. Come on.
So, guess who endorsed Joe Biden? Yeah.
Failed presidential candidate. Oh, yeah.
Hillary Clinton recently endorsed Joe Biden.
Big fucking deal.
Now, here's the only reason.
I got a blazer to that bullshit.
I was going to say, I know Nancy endorsed him, but she's freaking pointless.
Yeah.
She's a waste of goddamn space, but whatever.
Truly.
Breathing my air.
But the only reason I'm concerned is because Joe Biden had said that he wanted to pick a female vice president. And, like, you know, a lot of people have been pushing Stacey Abrams, maybe
I hope he picks Hillary.
Like, yeah.
Hey, yo,
He picks Hillary. Please, God. Please, God, because people don't like Hillary. If you love me, please let Joe Biden pick Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you know.
What if he hopped out the motherfucking roof and said, Michelle Obama gonna be my VP? How would y'all feel?
She's too smart. She wouldn't do it. Oh. Wait, hold up.
Wait, what? It's crazy because I was just sitting up here like, she's smart than a motherfucker. She's way smarter than Biden.
You kidding me?
Okay, so
if she ran for president, I'd vote for her.
Yeah, I was about to say, what if she hopped out the wood and you like, fuck that shit, huh?
I would vote for her.
I would, but I'm not voting for anyone with the last name Obama, okay?
I'm voting. I'm voting for her.
I would never.
First black woman. First black woman.
I mean, listen, that would be great. That would be great, but fuck Michelle Obama.
That's what Barack did.
I think for the most part, she got more sense. She got more sense than Obama.
She has more common sense. Oh, absolutely.
She got more sense than Barack.
I'm not saying she wouldn't be great. I think she'd be fantastic.
She'd be amazing.
Especially if you compared her to what we got now. Holy fuck, she would she would obliterate this dude. Obliterate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not voting for her.
Why?
No.
You afraid of Baraki?
No, I'm not voting for any of them because she comes from the same ilk. The same corporate establishment ilk.
She does. I agree.
I'm like, so while I believe, yes, she is very smart, she's very capable, she's certainly, like, got the PR to, like, completely
People like her. Donald Trump. People love her.
Like,
that could be the ticket to get him, you know.
Yeah, I mean, she could win, like, without a doubt. But, like, she don't represent shit. Like, I don't know her platform.
She represents nice, tight upper arms.
Right. I'm like, she could probably knock coronavirus out with a right hook, but like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, fuck her. Like, what does she stand for? If she stood for something that I agreed with, I might be like, okay, sure, I'll take a chance.
You ain't heard her policy.
Why would I vote for someone I haven't heard her policy?
I'm talking about characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a character now. I don't know what she's going to offer either,
I don't vote on character. I vote on policy. We got a goddamn character in here now.
If she's smarter than him with some policies, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I'm saying what I'm saying is, if she rolled out good policies, mm-hmm. like I'm saying, if she had good genuine policies, like no bullshit, good genuine policies
that didn't scream out Obama.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's no mirroring Barack's shit.
That's what would scare me.
That's what I'm saying. It's her shit. It's not her mirroring his shit. It's mm-hmm. her shit. I want to give her the credibility to do her shit. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get at. So if it's her coming out with good policies, would you fuck with her? Would you at least give her a listen?
The only way I trust that would depend entirely on her VP pick. That's the only way. Like, if she picked, say Joe Biden picks Michelle Obama as his VP, right? And he just decides, you know what, fuck it, I'm dying and I quit. And she becomes the presidential nominee, right?
Mrs. First Lady.
Right. She becomes a presidential nominee. Oh, no. And then she picks, like, I don't know, fucking, Stacey Abrams. Say she picks Stacey Abrams as her VP, right? No, I'm not voting for that ticket. Fuck you. That's a shit ticket. But
I have a question.
If she picked, say, Nina Turner or Tulsi Gabbard or fuck Bernie Sanders, if she went in that direction, then I'd be like, yeah, okay, fine. I trust you on that. But it would entirely depend on her VP pick.
Right.
But that's just me. A lot of people vote on character. So, like I said, just on character alone, she could win. But, yeah.
So,
like,
would that make Barack the First Lady?
Yes. And he better take that title with pride. Fuck me.
Hell no.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
This is an important alert. The Okuchi Coup is attacking. That means the weather is getting warmer and butts are sticking out from shorts and skirts that are too short. The Okuchi Coup is again attacking and will not rest until it has pinched all the butts in the area. It has been attacking from Memphis to Madison. Any butt sticking out is in jeopardy. Protect yourself now from the Okuchi Coup by dressing modestly and carrying pepper spray. If you are pinched, contact your local sheriff's office as soon as possible so that they can enjoy the laugh too. Again, the Okuchi Coup is attacking. Protect yourself now. This has been a public service announcement. Things getting a little boring or bland in the bedroom? Have you become bashful with your boo? Maybe it's time for a boost for your beloved with Bittersweet Treats. Bittersweet Treats is your new partner in crime. When it's your time to shine, don't cover your behind. Blow his mind. Bittersweet Treats is available online and has many designs to update your love life. Visit us at bittersweettreats.com to get your new adventurous apparel. Spice things up with Bittersweet Treats. Blow his mind.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's The Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
So, you mentioned that Joe Biden was looking like, is not looking great. And part of that is the recent sexual assault allegations that were brought against him by Tara Reid.
That's crazy too. That was crazy too. I was like,
he spread that corona, baby. Spread that corona.
Ugh.
Ew. Sorry. Ew.
So Tara Reid, who is a former staffer on Joe Biden's campaign, or I don't know where, she was a former staffer of his. She claims in 1993 that she went into his office, pushed her up against a wall, digitally penetrated her, and was retaliated against when she tried to speak out against it. Now, every time I say digitally penetrated, it leaves such an awful taste in my mouth. So nasty. It's one of the nastiest images you can have. But
can I say something?
Yeah.
There is no way you can be surprised digitally penetrated. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have the equipment. Unless I want it, you ain't doing it.
I don't know. I don't know. It's still gross. But anyway, recently, I think that just in the past few days, her story got corroborated, independently corroborated, by two other sources.
The guy holding the camera?
Oh, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it got independently corroborated by, actually, three. There are three stories on Tara Reid this week. One was, she claimed that her mother had called in to Larry King and
she was holding the camera
and explained that, you know, her daughter was dealing with a situation with powerful senator. She never named Joe Biden, and she didn't say what the actual incident was, but that claim was found, and they found the video of Tara's mother calling in to Larry King. So that, in 1993, so that did give her claim some legitimacy. Validity. Yeah, right. Then, most recently, two other people came out and said that Tara told them about this claim way back in 95, 96. A neighbor and, I believe, a coworker both confirmed Tara's story. So
27 years after the fact? You're saying something? I'm sorry.
Well, the issue is she actually tried to get her story out a long time ago.
Right.
But no one would take it. And you got to realize the Me Too era just started. Like, it's in its infancy.
I know. Like, and you guys know me well enough that I'm like, I'm sorry. If somebody tried to digitally penetrate me and I didn't want it, number one, I'd fucking, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be one thing if Joe Biden was, you know, her boss at the grocery store or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be one thing. But this dude is a senator, and, like, he has a lot of power. He can erase you, pretty much. Like, that's where he's at. So, like, when people say, like, oh, why has she come out now? It's like, first off, she's been trying to come out for a long time.
Right. And but also, she's like, just now been corroborated, really?
Right. But also, like, a lot of people weren't asking about it because he's a senator. This dude is very powerful. And before the Me Too era, there was no way to actually go against people in this position. You could go to the press, but if the press liked that person, they would not help you. So, like,
people like Joe Biden, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, she was in a pretty shit situation. But the beautiful thing is now those corroborating records do put Joe Biden in a very tight position because that's like the fifth person to come out and confirm her story.
Now, what does his wife say about this?
That bitch ain't gonna say shit. He ain't gonna say a damn thing. But like,
curiouser and curiouser.
I told y'all I'm not voting for Joe Biden, but
no.
Me personally, I'm a little upset that one, her story finally got taken seriously once the primary was over, and two, that they're still not taking it seriously enough to even ask Joe Biden about it.
Yeah.
Like, dude's had like 12 different interviews and no one's brought up Tara Reid yet.
Told ya. I told you, Trump 2020.
So, yeah. I'm curious if y'all have heard anything about this and what's your thoughts?
I mean, I heard about the allegations, and what I've just said to you is pretty much my thoughts. You know, I've always been the kind of person where, yeah, I know the Me Too movement hasn't happened yet or hadn't happened yet, blah blah blah. But I'm sorry, but Me Too. I don't give a shit whether the mainstream life recognizes Me Too or not. You fuck with me, I'm sorry, I'm gonna take you the fuck down.
I look at it like this. Shit.
Um, It's a sticky situation.
I had to say that.
You're nasty. You fucking said it.
I wasn't thinking like that.
Sticky. I always think like that. Come on, man.
Man, that's fried. That's the fried shit right there. No, but for
oh
it
my
to
god.
For them, like you said, he got a lot of power.
He has a lot of power.
Me personally, I don't know the rankings of the councilmen. Hey, it is what it is. I know motherfuckers is here, no motherfuckers is there, whatever. But if his position has that much power, I can understand how she's been buried for so long. But if as people come out and talk about it and say this and say this is what he done, my question is how many times or how many people.
And that will hopefully be his undoing.
Like turn the cheek.
Oh yeah. People turn it back to
a couple of shows ago. It takes us back to R. Kelly. It takes us back to so many things of people turning their cheek,
right,
in order for someone else to win,
right?
And yeah, man, I mean, I'm not for it.
And like, I love that you brought up R. Kelly too. That's a really good example of like, you know, just because someone is popular or loved, it doesn't mean that they're not capable of this. And like, you know, me personally, I'm not on the believe women at all cost side. I'm not on the, you know, saying innocent till proven guilty. I'm not on either of those sides. Yeah. I believe evidence, period. I believe evidence. Now, when it comes to cases of sexual assault, half the time there's not witnesses to those things. So the only thing you can believe is
the victim.
Corroboration. Like, that's pretty much it. If you have corroboration and there are people who can detail what you told them at the time, not like it's not like she said, I told somebody last week and they believe me. Like, no, fuck that. Like,
no, this is a long time ago. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also what you said, Phoenix, I mean, because in a situation like that, chances are there will not be corroborating witness. But you speak to the character of the person. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you've got somebody who is an outright freaking whore all the time, and all of a sudden they're saying, oh, well, he tried to put his pinky in my vagina. Well, you know what? Fuck you. Sorry.
Okay.
But if your character is such that you are an upstanding person, but like you're a decent person, you're a good person, you're a good egg. I'm sorry. I'll believe you.
You stand for some shit.
I disagree.
Stand for shit. Exactly.
No, I disagree. Listen. Like, I'm gonna say this. Listen. I understand where Chris was coming from, because that's like saying, if you come to me, Phoenix, and tell me something, bruh, I feel like I gotta believe you.
Right.
You're believable. You don't look like you lie.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a lot of people that look like they don't lie. Mm-hmm. You gotta dig into their story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta dig deeper. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of people that don't look like they lie. So you gotta fathom that. Like, is she one of those people that's out to get a buck, or out to get somewhere, or out to damage this man's career?
Exactly.
Or did it really happen? And if it did happen, how could it happen? So like you say, Phoenix, it's all about, it happened so long ago, it's all about somebody being able to say, yeah, she told me, this is what, cooperation.
But what's the character? Yeah.
I mean, it's a catch 22 with the shit, because it could be a person that really ain't fun shit. Did her and a bunch of others then made some whole bunch of shit up. Yeah, you have those people that scheme like that. You know what I'm saying? So you do got to dig into some story. Like I say, Phoenix, you're a person that you'll come to me and be like, hey, dude was just shooting at me around the corner. I can't
believe you. Absolutely.
I'm going to believe you, because, dude, I don't feel that you're a liar.
Right.
You've never been a lying type of person. So you don't come across as that. So if you was to lie to me, bro, you know how bad that'll hurt me. Like,
yeah. I mean, like, okay, so y'all brought
up. I will come for your head, dude. Right. Over a lie. That's worse than prayer. If I've got a violent motherfucker in my presence, and that's my homeboy, but I know he's violent, we get into a couple fist fights. Man, but if you lie to me and I know you're not a liar,
yeah, that hurts. And that's like y'all brought up two different arguments. So like, let me try to address these together. So first off, I disagree with the notion that, you know, a person can be, you know, like if someone is a slut and they're sleeping around, even if they get assaulted,
they can still be assaulted.
Yeah, they can still be assaulted. Yeah, and that person should still be believed regardless. Like, I'm not one of those people who will be like, oh, well, she slept with this guy and that guy, so she's obviously a whore and there's no reason to believe her. Like, fuck you. No. Even if she is a whore, she may be a whore. Who gives a fuck? Whores are great. Who doesn't love a whore? Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't mean that you get to assault her. Like, period.
Right.
Like,
right.
Fuck that.
All right. Her reputation doesn't give you a right.
And
doesn't give you a right to react to it.
So like that's where I'm at with that. I get that there are women out there who do that, and God bless them. But yeah, no. If you get assaulted, regardless, your reputation shouldn't be a consideration as to whether you're telling the truth or not. Now,
I agree with you.
Uh huh.
But
yes,
that's not the way it works. You know?
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm saying it's not the way it works.
Yeah, it ain't the way it works.
I agree with you completely, but it's not the way it fucking works.
Yeah, and see, you know what? And that's a society thing.
Oh yeah, that's a societal thing. That's a societal thing we need to get over.
But you know what? That's the first time. No, it's not the first time. But with Crystal saying it and you addressing it, that's the first time I realized that. That's an argument that women can't win. So y'all kind of get some of the bullshit we get. You know what I'm saying? As men. You know what I'm saying? Not as a black man, not as...
No, as men. As
men. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're guilty.
Yeah. So, yeah. So with that being said, like, I never looked at it like, yeah, that don't give them a reason to...
Yeah.
It doesn't. Well, damn. At all. Like, if I ever came to you guys and said, dude, this guy, you know, what, in the parking lot outside of the studio, you know, I would hope you'd be like, fuck, that happened, because you know what? I don't fucking lie.
We kill him.
You know?
Yeah.
You're fucking gone. Yeah, I would hope you come kill him, because you'll get there before my husband will get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So, that's you know? Yeah. So, yeah, tell your husband you good when you're around us.
Exactly. Okay. You guys have my back.
Like, So I put it in that situation, I feel like what he did was power based.
Yeah.
Position drove. And because like, he knew she could, he had her under her thumb and he could fire her at any time.
Right.
Right.
And like, that's the main reason I think I believe this one, even more than Dr. Ford. And the reason I believe it is because people of power who realize that they can retaliate against you,
right,
tend, especially if they've held power for a long time and they've done dirt. Let's be clear.
That's almost like generational wealth, bro.
Right, like, If you've done any dirt in your life and you hold a position of power and you were able to get away with it, the idea that you're gonna stop that one time, or you know what I'm saying, like the idea that it doesn't come up just because you can get away with it, you're gonna do it. Like, so like, to me, that's part of the reason why I'm like, I think I err on her side, because
yeah.
Like, when you don't have any power and someone...
Exactly. What are you stand to gain? What do you stand to lose?
What do you stand to gain? So, like, but, Chris, you brought up another interesting point about lying. Listen, I don't like liars. I don't like liars at all. Like, I'm not a fan of lying. And I actually had this discussion a few days ago with somebody. I was like, you know, if I'm ever in a position where I'm in a position of power and somebody says, oh, Phoenix assaulted me once before, I'm going to be like, okay, we can take that to court. No BS. No BS. Yeah. I'm gonna be like,
please.
Okay, 100%, we going to take that to court. Because I'm the type of guy who will be like, if I know you're lying on me, I'm going to eat your ass alive. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to eat you alive. I'm like, I'm putting you on display every second of every day. You're going to regret that decision to the day you die. Like,
I tell people, if I'm at a job or something, like I've always tell people, yo, don't lie to me. Don't lie on me. That's the shit you don't want. Like, that's the shit you don't want. Like, that problem, that issue,
right? Can't even get the words out. Like, woo! Boy, man, listen. It's like when your mama want to whoop your ass so bad, she can't even woo!
The Burning Rant with Phoenix Clouden.
So, normally, I would rant about something political going on in the world, but today, this is still slightly political, but today, I found one thing that annoyed me slightly more. That is good old Academy Awards. Yay, the Academy Awards. Now, during the time of Corona, movies haven't been able to come out in the theaters, and that has been hurting a lot of us. But yesterday, the Academy announced that they are going to make streaming films eligible for Academy Awards. Yay! Great! Finally! Even though last year, and even the year before, a few movies that were streamed did get nominated, but they had this requirement where even if it was released on streaming, it had to appear in a theater, either in LA or New York, for at least 1 week. Okay, hey, fine. I dig that rule. Not a problem. Not an issue. But because theaters are closed, they said, look, even if you release it on a streaming platform, we'll consider it, because technically, you know, it's a movie that came out this year. You probably would have released it anyway to a theater. So, hey, we'll give it a go. No problem with that. Love it. Glad they're being more inclusive. Then they made another announcement. And you know what? I've never wanted to shoot up an entire academy of people until yesterday. So, the Academy Awards delve out 24 awards every year, right? In different categories, right? Two of those awards deal in sound. One is sound editing, the other one is sound mixing. Now, the problem is most people can't tell the difference between these two awards. What is sound editing? How does it differ from sound mixing? It's simple. Sound editing is the sounds you put into the movie. Sound mixing is how they play in that movie. What sounds you put around those sounds that you put in the movie, how they mix and how they work to create certain scenes. It's perfectly simple. I'll give you an example. Let's take, Avengers Endgame. It's only the most popular movie of all time, highest box office whatsoever. There's a scene where two large armies are charging at each other, getting ready to fight. You know what sounds are mixing at that point? Different people yelling, superpowers being thrown at each other, the sound of punching, the sound of guns, it's all being mixed together. That is sound mixing. Sound editing is how you make sure those sounds don't overlap in each other and get in each other's way. That's the difference between those two awards. Well, yesterday, the Academy announced that they're combining those two awards into one, Best Sound Design. Why? Because they fucking suck. That is why. There is no reason to do this. This is just pure laziness. This is exactly like the people who don't understand the difference. Like, this is a simple difference. It's not even that fucking hard. It's not that hard. One involves mixing, the other one involves editing. As someone who is an editor, particularly who has dealt with issues on sound, I would be pissed if my sole nomination was for sound mixing and you fucking took me out because it's not editing. Maybe you, I don't know, maybe you prioritize sound editing more than you do sound mixing, but you're fucking me over, bro. Like, you're fucking me out of an award that I could have gotten just off of that alone. And here's why it pisses me off, right? The Academy is designed to honor all aspects of film. All aspects. Writing, acting, directing, lighting. Maybe not lighting, but, well, yeah, no, lighting, cinematography. Lighting, editing, and sound. These are all elements of a film. When you strip those things away, you're basically saying to those people, your job isn't as important as the rest of us. We don't have to honor you. We don't have to pay attention to the work you do. It's pittance. It's shit. You know what I'm saying? It's shit. And that to me pisses me off as someone who edits, who really likes to get in there and fix shit and make sure shit works. Seeing that really, really kind of grinded my gears, to be perfectly honest with you. And I felt for the people who do that hard work, but also felt for the movies. Because last year was the first year they actually split those two awards. It didn't go to the same movie. And it, you can't do that if you're not awarding a lot of the movies. Ad Astra, which was a movie that came out last year, that was its only nomination, was in sound mixing. A Quiet Place, which is a movie literally about sound, only got its nominations from sound editing and sound mixing. It's a way of saying, not only are you limiting those people who do that work, but you're also cutting out the amount of films that you can actually honor at one night. So, the Academy Awards, man, like, listen, I'm one of your diehard supporters, bro. I love the Oscars. I watch it every year. I get really invested. I dig it. Write about it on Twitter. It's my shit. Man, y'all make it hard. You fucking make it so hard to actually support you guys, to big you guys up, to be like, yo, like, it's a big deal. It's the Oscars. Like, most people don't even give a fuck anymore because you just keep making dumbass decisions. So, it's bad enough y'all suspended Kevin Hart. You don't have a host 2 years in a row. You make dumb decisions about a popular film award and shit like that. Now you do this. You know what? It's bad enough. Listen, one nominee of color last year? Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Do better, Academy. Fucking do better. Because you suck. This is Phoenix. It's been the Burning Rant. I'm out of here. Peace. Yeah.
What's our question of the day going to be? Our question of the week going to be? I have one.
Oh, well, shoot.
What is it?
Completely unrelated to fucking anything.
All right, go for it.
Carol Baskin. Killed her? Husband? Whacked him. All right. Can't convince me it didn't happen.
Right.
All right, so Carol Baskin, do you think she was a poor little kitty who got misunderstood? What? Or do you think...
I think that bitch was crazy. That bitch. That's crazy.
ASFL.
Listen.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Listen, look, as someone who has edited, like, long-form movies before, I can understand how her scenes could have been misconstrued or put in a way that, like, makes her look bad. So I'm not ready to be like, oh yeah, she definitely did it.
Oh, just for gits and shiggles, she did it.
But you know? Yeah, I'm like,
you're turning the other cheek, buddy.
No, it's like
Carol Baskin.
To me, it's like
other husband whacked him.
She's so bad on camera. Like, I don't know if she's like that or they just edited it like that.
Yeah.
But
absolutely, she's terrible.
Well, yeah,
she's terrible. Well,
if you put that situation into it, yeah, okay. No,
Carol Baskin killed her husband. Whacked. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
I'll just say
they snacking.
There's like a modicum of doubt on it. But,
of course there is. Of course there is.
Not much, because yeah, she definitely killed her husband.
She definitely fucking killed him. They snacking.
Like, because she's so like
aloof.
Like, yeah, like she's like so happy to be rid of him.
Yeah.
Like to right. me, like, and she's so like cheesy about it, so cheeky about
and
it.
And she's where it's so, like she's so,
she,
yeah.
She gives off that smile, like, even if I did kill him, you wouldn't find him.
Yeah, man, because he's in a tiger's belly.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. She gives off that vibe. So it's like, yeah, dog, you. Like,
so that might be too easy a question.
No, that's perfect. We'll put that out on the poll.
Carol Baskin
killed her husband. Whacked him? Or she's just a poor innocent little pussy cat.
Yo, we gotta get up out of here, y'all. Right.
Yeah, right. It's the culture shock.
It's been the culture shock. I've been Phoenix. By the way, you can find the culture shock at shock_pod on Twitter. Also find us at Cult Pod on Instagram. You can find me at JP the Firebird on Twitter and on Instagram. Crystal, where can I find you?
I'm on all your social media. My name's Crystal Pearson. I don't have any fancy names because I'm not fancy.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Oh, you can find me at l.i.x_codename_216 on Instagram. I had to get it right this time. I gave him the wrong shit. You can find me just Chris Rudolph on Facebook. Chris Rudy TN on Twitter.
All right. Awesome. All right. Stay in touch, y'all. It's been the Culture Shock. We'll see you next time.